This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. 1 in 10 kids in Colorado aged 10 to 17 are obese, according to a new report. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Colorado has the 6th lowest rate of childhood obesity in the U.S., but researchers warn that obesity in children can make a COVID-19 illness in children worse. The pandemic also exacerbates conditions that put kids at risk for obesity, like school closures that leave kids without healthy lunches, and millions of caregivers have lost their jobs or income, which makes affording healthy food difficult. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation released its State of Childhood Obesity report on Wednesday. Nationally, 15.5% of children are obese. That rate is even higher for Hispanic, Black, American Indian, and Native Hawaiian children. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Mesa County is putting stricter restrictions in place after weeks of increasing COVID-19 cases and the county's 6th death. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says the county worked with the state to create a plan.
Jeff Coor, executive director of Mesa County Public Health, says while the county will keep its variants, changes were needed after an increase in cases and outbreaks, especially at private gatherings.
We've had 2 deaths associated with outbreaks. So an infected person has gone in and gotten a lot of people sick, and in 2 different instances, it's led to a death. That's a lot.
In response, the number of people allowed at gatherings in Mesa County has been dropped from 500 to 300. Alcohol consumption now has to stop at 12:30 a.m. at bars and restaurants, and masks are now required during play in youth sports. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The State Health Department released draft rules for the upcoming ski season. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
The state is proposing measures including mandatory masks and 6 feet of distance on lift lines, as well as rules on ski school and best practices for employee housing. Resorts must submit plans to local public health agencies, which will then submit them to the state for final approval. Feedback on the proposed guidelines is due Friday morning. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Cameron Peak Fire has now burned more than 164,000 acres in Larimer County. This is CPR News.